Chega, caí.
Chara ti shun chi nama.
Dear brothers, sisters,
Sun dan kuai le.
Merry Christmas.
今天早上我能站在这儿继续传讲，也是一个神迹。
This morning, continue worship of God and then put the message.
昨天晚上圣诞庆祝完了以后，我的声音就几乎没有了。
After celebration last night, Shi Jing almost lost his voice.
所以，如果大家等会儿听着没有声音了，也就是继续祷告。
So continue pray if you cannot hear me that well.
昨天晚上是一个很好的圣诞晚会。
Last night we had such a good celebration Christmas party.
剧本不错。
The script is very good.
演员都很漂亮。
And also the actors.
那音乐也非常好听。
The music is very beautiful.
个人我最喜欢的是松柏弹琴的圣经朗诵。
The part I like the best is our Song by Fellowship that we're studying the Bibles.
因为大江南北的口音不同，一起朗诵圣经的时候就别有味道。
That's different. Yeah, it's really different taste when we recite the Bible together.
谢谢弟兄姐妹的参与。
Thank you, everybody, for your participation.
再次祝大家圣诞快乐。
So once again, wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
其实从小开始的时候，我们大家都喜欢就是庆祝生日。
From childhood, everybody and all of us like celebrating birthdays.
那无论是自己的生日，还是亲戚朋友的生日，
Whether it's our own or other people that are relative or friends,
我们都喜欢去一起来庆祝。
we all enjoy the birthday parties.
特别是我们这些上了年纪的人，就更喜欢庆祝生日。
Especially after we grow older, we still even like more celebrating birthdays.
因为我们在庆祝一个东西，不是我们努力争取得来的东西。
Because the thing we celebrate is not something we earn.
因为我们所拥有的就是一个最宝贵的，是我们的这个生命。
Because what we own is the most precious thing we have.
圣诞节就是来纪念，
So Christmas is a time to remember.
就在2000多年前，神的儿子就降生在这个世界上。
So over 2,000 years ago, God's Son came into this world.
神降生的有一个目的，他就要赐给我们这个宝贵的救恩和新的生命。
One of the purposes is to give us salvation and new life.
就像昨天这个戏剧讲到2025年前，
Just like the opera last night is tell a story of happened like over 20 years ago, 2,000 years ago.
主就降生在中东的一个很小的一个地方。
And then the Lord came to a small place in the Middle East.
在当时，许多人因为不同的原因
Well, many people for different reasons.
，Justin 回来很开心看到他。许多人就因为不同的原因，就错失了这样一个好的消息。
Right, many people for different reasons have missed this good news.
但也有许多人在心里面就结出来生命的果子。
But also, there's more people bore the fruit of life in their lives.
所以，同样在今天这样，我们在传讲圣诞的这个消息。
Similarly, today we are proclaiming the same message of Christmas.
这是一个大好的消息，
This is the best news,
就是救恩的这个好消息，
which is the message of salvation.
就是我们经常常常挂在口边的所谓的福音。
It's also the gospel we all speak of.
有许多人就是错过了。
Many people still missed it.
也有一些人就是领受了，
Also, there are more people who receive it.
但一旦领受，就会结出果子来。
And then, as a result, the bear fruit of a,
这最大的果子就是永生。
and the largest fruit is an eternal life.
那我们一起来翻到《路加福音》第二章。
So let's turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
那我能带领大家读15节到19节。
I'll leave everybody to read the verses 15 to 19
那我先用中文来读。
in Chinese first.
众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所告诉我们的。”他们急忙去了，找到玛利亚和约瑟，还有那婴孩卧在马槽里。他们看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。听见的人都诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思考。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to the Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
那我们来学习玛利亚的样子，我们一起把这些事存在心里，反复思考。
Yeah, we should be like a Mary treasured everything in our heart and then think of it once
阿
again.
我们一起低头做个简单的祷告。
Let's pray together.
阿爸父神，感谢你，
Thanks, God.
也赐下你的话语，
For giving your word,
就是这一本圣经。
which is the Holy Bible,
借着这样一本圣经，我们可以来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
through these words we can come to know you.
今天求神的怜悯，越过这些不配的器皿，
Today we ask that you work through us
传讲主的荣耀、
to proclaim the glory,
宝贵、
preciousness.
甜美，
And the sweetness of the Lord.
让所有的弟兄姐妹都可以得到益处。
So our brother and sister may be blessed.
愿我所讲的每一句话语都是出于神，
May every word I speak come from you.
拦住孩子们的口，不要传讲自己的意思。
Restrain my mouth from speaking my own thoughts.
愿圣诞的这个信息丰丰富富的、充充满满的，有圣灵的恩膏。
May the message of Christmas be rich, full, and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Let's pray offering the names of our Lord.
阿门。
Amen.
就路加福音2章，这个四个福音书是记载耶稣降生最详细的一个福音书。
The Gospel Luke, so chapter 2,
就昨天
and
晚上圣伯团契他们朗诵的也是这几个经节。
With also last night our Sung by fellowship of
就。
recent chapter.
我们这些年轻的孩子们，他们也很喜欢读这些经节。
As our kids love this story.
但是这些经节，如果是你仔细去读的时候，当时有些人就没有听进去。
But if you listen to the chapter carefully, you notice that some people did not truly hear the message.
就是圣诞的这样一个消息，我们已经庆祝了2000多年。
So the Christmas celebrate for more than 2,000 years.
所以有些人就完全错过。
They completely miss all the news and Christmas.
但是也有些人就听进去了。
But also there's more people who listened and kept it in their hearts.
那记在心里就结出果子来。
And bear fruit.
那我们一起来这个思考这个路加福音的这一段经文。
So we can take time to think and appreciate.
就圣诞的这个信息是错过还是结果？
So the message of Christmas, whether you missed or bear the fruit,
是每个人应该思考来选择的一个问题。
is it something worth reflecting on and thinking?
去年一整年，我们在恩典堂弟兄姐妹，我们一起来学了《约书亚书记
Last year, brothers and sisters, we all went through the book of Joshua.
》。我们来学习领受神给我们的应许。
We learned to receive God's promise
那进入迦南之地，
and enter Canaan.
去承受那个神要给我们的土地。
And inherit the land that God gave us.
我们既然已经得了这些应许，理当活出很活泼的生命来。
Since we have received the promise, we ought to live out a vibrant life.
所以我觉得明年我们一起来学加拉太书。
So that next year we believe Galatians and that we're going to learn next year.
因为很多人都非常熟悉加拉太书的第5章22到23节。
So we are all very familiar with the chapter 5, verses 22 and 23,
就是圣灵果子的9个方面。
which is the non-aspect of the fruit of the Spirit.
让我们定下心意来，我们今年我们在家里面，在是教会，我们结出属灵的果子来。
So together, God's feeling that's all bear the spiritual fruit in our family.
但是这个世界它会阻拦我们，
But the world will try to block us.
那这个世界会有些权势上的诱惑，
In the world, there's a temptation of power.
那我们心里面会有些骄傲。
There's also pride in our hearts.
而且或者是事务上的忙碌，
Or the business of life.
就把我们生命上真正的生命夺去。
These all call all kind of rob us of a true life.
但如果我们认定这个心智，
But however, if we are must we are determined,
就像那些牧羊人的顺服，
just like the obedience of the shepherd,
就像玛利亚的那个完全的交托。
just like the trust of Mary,
或者是像那些东方博士，他奉献自己的精力，
or the devotion of the wise men from the east.
那我们就不会错过这个圣诞。
They will not miss Christmas.
那无论是年长的、年小的，我们都可以结出属灵的果子来。
We'll be able to bear fruit that belongs to the God.
那今天呢，我们今年在约书亚记，我们学的一个主题就是刚强壮胆，承受应许。
So this year, we're going to learn through the book of Joshua that be strong and courageous and inherit the promise.
我们一起来回顾复习一下，就是在约书亚记第1章很激动人心的一些经文。
So let's review together some of the most exciting verses from the book of Joshua.
就是讲到约书亚在摩西死了以后，在进入迦南之前，神给约书亚发出的3个应许。
This is the three promises that God sent to Joshua.
大家听过很多讲座，还记得我们3个应许
Do we still remember the three promises?
？Anybody want to volunteer？有人还记得吗？这个3无应许，OK。那我先把这个经文读一下，OK。我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地。我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到幼发拉底大河、赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我不必必不撇下你，也不留弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强壮胆，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我摩西仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
So in English, Joshua chapter 1, verses 2 to 5, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set the foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, and the Hittite country, to a Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
这里面3个应许，我还是觉得有必要重新来回顾一下。第一个应许就是约书亚脚掌所踏的地方都被他承受。
So the first promise is, translate.
All the land you step on, you own it. 所以你在基督徒，我们在每天的生活中，你脚踏所踏所有的地方都要归神所有。第二个就是，你所面临的敌人，你都能够征服。
The second promise is you will be able to counter all the enemy that you face.
那第三个应许是最宝贵的，也就是以马内利的一个应许。
The third promise is the most precious, which is the promise in many.
也刚才我上台的时候，一个姐妹就是给我做了一个很简单的祷告，就是以马内利。
Yeah, before I came to the stage, one brother sister and did a pray from which is
呀，
many.
那谢谢这个姐妹的鼓励。
Very encouraging.
那我们的耶稣基督他在新约的时候也做过类似的一个应许。Jesus Christ also made a similar promise to us。就是记录在马太福音的第28章18节到20节。
According to Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 to
所以
20.
当时耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你的，都教训他们遵守。”我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In English, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们如果真相信这些话，我们就得了真正的应许。
The brothers and sisters, if we truly believe, then we have truly received the promise.
所以我邀请明年大家，我们一起来进入加勒太书。
So next year, we'll enter to learn Galatians.
那我们学习来顺着圣灵来结出果子来。
We're going to learn how to walk by spirit and bear much fruit.
那就要加勒太书5章16节这样讲，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Just like Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, so I say, walk by spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh.
那接着在加勒太书5章22节就讲说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
And then Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, by the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
对加勒太书的这2节经文里面提到了9样圣灵的果子。
So Galatians chapter lists the nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit.
前面的3种是对神的一个关系，
The first three are our relationship with the God.
就仁爱就讲到和神的一个根基，
Like love means the foundation of loving God.
那喜爱就是表示对神里面的一个满足，
Then joy means the contentment in God.
那和平是一跟和好的一个关系。
And peace means the stability of being reconciled with God.
那中间3个果子实际上是和神的关系，有人的关系。
The next three are our relationship with other people.
忍耐是对人的一个包容。
Like patience means the forbearance towards people.
那温柔是当时的一个恩慈就表示一个善意的一个态度。
Kindness is the gratitude attitude to other people.
也有良善，一个来激起行善。
The goodness is actively doing good.
最后3种就是侧重于自己生命的一个建造。
The final three focus on the personal spiritual discipline.
这里包括信实、温柔和节制。
Include faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这里内容很多，我们就期待下一年的我们的一个弟兄间，我们的一个一起的学习。
So we're going to learn together next year.
那我们一起来回到这个今天我们的信息。
Let's come back to the message we're going to review
就
today.
当时圣诞节处在是2个主题的中间，
So Christmas sits right between these two island themes.
一边主已经降临，
One is the Lord has come.
神的应许已经成就。
God's promise is fulfilled.
那这边就是面临的是我们的回应。
Then how do you respond?
所有的圣诞故事，有人会迎接，有人就会错过。
So in all the Christmas stories, some people welcomed him, but others missed him.
就像我们今天在年末岁初的时候，主降临的时候，你有可能会错过，也可能会结出果子来。
Like now, the end of the year, so I said, the Lord has come.
我们一
You
起来
might.
看看，我们当时2000多年前，有的人就错过了。
Let's look at together like 2,000 years ago, some people
然后我们就
didn't
想
miss.
到希律王，他错过了，因为他惧怕失去他的一个权柄。
The king of Herod missed because he feared losing control and his power.
那里面有一些祭司和文士，他们错过是因为他们知道，但他们不去行。
The priests and the scribes missed because they knew but did not go.
昨天我们还讲到那些客店的主人，他们错过了，因为太忙，因为他太满。
And then the innkeeper we talked about yesterday missed because he was too busy and too full.
那所以你看，这里看到说，《路加福音》2章8到10节的时候，在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人，夜间按着更翅看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说。不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息是关乎万民的。
So in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, and there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people."
就圣诞吧，本身就是一个大喜的消息，这个信息是给万民的。
Christmas is truly a message of great joy, a message for all the people.
这万民就是包括所有的人。
So all the people means really all the people.
那首先当然也包括做王的那个希律，
It even includes the King Herod.
但是因为他惧怕失去现在拥有的这个权势。
But he was afraid of losing his power he
在
possessed.
惧怕里面，他就错过了这个。
And because of fear, he missed Christmas.
那这些万民也包括当时的犹太宗教里面的祭司和文士。
The old people also included the priests and the scribes among the Jews at that time.
就按照他们的职位，他们是负责做宗教敬拜的这个礼仪。
So they were in charge of the worship and also
那个文士就是去整理神的这个话语。
they also had the scriptures of God.
那所有人他们都很熟悉圣经，
And they clear knew the Bible very
但
well.
他们明明知道圣经的预言，
Clearly, they knew the prophecies in the Bible,
但是因为心里的刚硬，
but because the heart is hardened,
他没有信心，
they also are lack of faith.
那也就错过了这个救主的降生。
So they missed the birth of the Savior.
那还有当时主耶稣降生的时候，在伯利恒所有的旅店没有房间。
And then, when the Lord Jesus was born, all the inns in Bethlehem had no room.
那所有那些居民、旅店主人忙忙碌碌，在忙碌这个旅店的生意。
Every innkeeper at that time was busy with the business.
他们完全没有认识到创造主的这个爱子，他降生在一个城里面，一个马槽里面。
They did not realize the beloved son of the creator was being born in the manger.
也忙碌时会使他错过这个圣诞节，
Their business caused them to miss Christmas.
就是忙忙碌碌的，忙到都不知道忙什么的时候，你会错过。
You missed the Christmas because you don't know you are based on.
那我们有一点时间，我们来仔细看一下他们这个3个错过里面的一些特点。
Let's look at the three person together who
刚才
missed.
我讲过，希律他的错过是因为惧怕他手里把握的这个权柄。
Herod missed because he feared losing control and power.
而且一个很小的一个故事，一个传道人看到一个小孩和这个手卡在这个瓶子里面拿不出来。
Yeah, the little story you probably heard of before, So one of the kids' hand was stuck inside a bottle, a
人家这个
pitcher.
是就问他说：“你这个为什么不拿出来呢？”然后就着急得不得了，然后就不知道怎么办好。
And I said, "Why did not take your hands off?" He said, "So
然后最后
this."
只能把这个瓶打碎了以后，
And the end, I had to break the bottle
嗯，
to get
展开看看
free.
他这手里拿什么东西，
And then really see the find out what he
拿
was
开了以后
looking.
就是一个硬币。
He's in a coin.
所以你手里拿的东西不肯放手的时候，就手就卡在里面出不来。
Yeah, if you don't let your hand go, your hand will get stuck in some place.
嗯，凡是扎着的人都是非常的害怕失去。
Yeah, there's the people who in that place always lose and worry about lose something.
同样，《马太福音》2章1到3节的时候就记录了这样一件事情。
It's also recorded in Matthew chapter 2, 1 to 3.
也当洗礼完的时候，他说：“耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：‘那生下来做犹太王的子王的在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。’”接下去你看，说洗礼王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem too and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and has come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见王的这个降生就惧怕，
Herod heard about the birth of a king and was afraid.
他喜欢掌控，不
He
愿意让
loved
神做王。
the control and would not allow God to rule.
后来甚至他说，希律见到自己被那些博士愚弄的时候，就大大的发怒，他差人把伯利恒并市井的所有的男孩，照着他向博士查细细查问的。凡是2岁以下的人都杀尽了。
In Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in the Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
So 希律他本身是一个以东的后裔。
Herod actually Edomites.
他不是雅各的子孙，
Not from Jacob, not the husband of Jacob.
所以按照传统来讲，他本来是不配做犹太人的王。
Well, traditionally, he was never truly qualified to be king over Judea.
所以他对这个东西非常的敏感，
So that made him extremely sensitive to this.
所以可以理解他对一个犹太人的新王，他是非常害怕。
So you can understand that when he realized that his scheme to deceive a new king, he became
所以
afraid.
他生气的时候就做了一个很残忍的这个杀光的政策。
So he got furious and decided to adopt a policy of a massive killing.
所以这里提到说，希律王他杀死了2岁以内的男孩。
So, but here, Herod ordered to kill all boys under 2 years old.
所以这里啊要补充解释一下，就是这个三博士来拜这个耶稣的时候。
So we need to add a little bit more explanation. When the three wise men came to worship Jesus,
所以他这里经文上就有提到，是他是到了约瑟和玛利亚的家里面。
Bible mentioned that they visited Joseph and Mary's in their home.
所以这个可以看得出来，他们已经回到了老家。
So they had already returned to their hometown.
昨天我们那个圣经这个问答里面就有一个提问，就是考你这个问题：
Yeah.
3个博士不是到马槽那个里面来敬拜耶稣？
There's a question last night, a question there. So it's a question you use. The three wise men is not was did not worship the God in the manger.
可以看得出来，我们恩典堂的弟兄姐妹都是非常熟读圣经，
So that tells that all brothers are all familiar with the Bible very much.
所以这个时候已经过了一些年月。
So that means there's a lot of times have passed. Saint-Just birth.
但传统圣诞节为了编故事的这个方便，
But for the sake of the storytelling convenience,
所以会写成这个三个博士到马槽前面来拜耶稣，其实是不太符合真实情况。
It's written that the wise man was just at the manger, but it's not entirely accurate.
但当时希律定义要把那个主耶稣杀掉的时候，他杀了2岁以下的这个男孩。
So the herald determined to destroy the new king Judah and ordered that all boys under 2 years old be killed.
但这件事情，我相信是对玛利亚，就是耶稣的妈妈，她是心里是造成了很多的伤害。
So I feel Mary was hurt over these tragic events.
多多少少，她心里面有一些内疚。
And she feels a little guilty.
所以他不愿意提起这件事情。
She was reluctant to mention about this story.
所以大家都知道，路加福音是路加去面试，就是相当于去跟很多人采集故事写下来。
So in the
在
Gospel
路加
Luke,
福音里面就没有记录这个故事。
there's no reference to this regarding Mary's story.
也完全没有提起东方博士的一个记载，
Did not mention about a visit through wise men from the east.
世上的这个权势对人的力量是非常大的。
So the power in this world is very
我们
strong.
回想起来，约书亚记的时候，约书亚当时他被摩西按立了以后。
So remember that when Joshua was appointed by Moses,
要带领以色列人进入这个迦南。
he was appointed to be a commander or the leader of Israelites to Canaan.
人的想法呢，和约书亚就要成为这个以色列人的一个统帅。
So our thoughts is like he that just was appointed as a commander of.
但是在这个时候，神就给约书亚就是上了一堂课。
But even before the first battle, the first lesson Joshua learned.
就是讲到约书亚在进打耶利哥城之前，
Yes, before the battle.
那他在河边的时候就遇到了一个人子的样子。
And beside the river, he met the man.
那个人手里就拿着拔出来的刀。
And the man was holding a drawn sword in his hand.
那约书亚就问他说：“你是来帮我呢，还是反对我的？”
And Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?"
因为你如果是来反对我啦，约书亚，我是这个统帅，我就要跟你打。
Because if Joshua is a commander,
但是那个人就回答说：“我是来做耶和华军队的统帅。
so the other man answers, "He's here to be the commander of Joshua's army."
”而且跟约书亚讲说：“你所站的地方都是圣地。”
And he tell him like what you stand is holy.
那约书亚他一生，他非常清楚的知道，
And then Joshua knows very well
他
that
所站的地方都是圣洁的地方。
the place where he is standing is holy.
人如果不是圣洁的，他跟耶和华神就脱离了关系。
And when it is holy, and then you have no relationship with the God.
所以记得约书亚他到最后的时候，他就宣告，他说：“我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。”
And then, so in the end, Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
就圣诞这个故事又一次提醒我们，不是要我自己做王，还是让基督耶稣来做王。
The Christmas reminds us is not I'm king, but Christ is king.
那第二个方面就是在弥迦书里面就预言到伯利恒的以法他，他在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。它的根源从亘古到太初就有。
In Micah chapter 5, verses 2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, all of you will come for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origin are from the old from ancient times.
当时先知米迦所面临的是一北国已经灭亡。
So that time the prophet Micah faced the fall of the northern kingdom.
但是南国就是非常的腐败，
That time the southern kingdom has a lot of corruption.
那国内的那些宗教都非常的虚假，
And the religion is the fall was false.
那北边呢又有亚述的一个残暴的一个侵略，
In the north, there's a cruelty of the Israel.
神就借着米迦就发出一个预言。
So, and then in the middle of this, Micah gave the prophecy.
他说：“有一个王就会出自伯利恒，
It says a king will come from Bethlehem,
他的王权要到永恒。
and his reign would last forever.
”但是那些祭司和文士，他们熟读这些经文，
The present scribes, that's known about very well,
他们知道了，但是他们不去做。
but they did not go, did not take action.
他们熟知这个。米赛亚的预言，但是却连伯利恒连去一趟都不愿意去。
They also knew the prophet very well, but did not take a single step towards Bethlehem.
就宗教的这个危险，它就在于这一点。
This is where the danger of religion lies.
因为你来到宗教，参加教会了以后，你以为离那个救恩就很近。
You become religious and you come to church to worship. You think you're very close to the God.
那我们就养成了这个懒散的习惯。
But then it leads to a comprehensive knowledge.
知道的很多，但是顺服的很少。Much knowledge, a little obedience。那第三个方面，我们就是我们经常读经的时候听到，但是如果我们不回应，那就会错过。
And also we may read the scripture and hear sermons, but if we do not respond, we also will miss him.
那主耶稣自己他也讲过一次最难的接受的一篇道。
The Lord Jesus himself also said that as well.
他说主耶稣讲说：“我就是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是那天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐给你的粮，就是我的肉。”为世人指生命所赐的。
So in John chapter 6, verses 50 to 51, but here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world.
就是道成肉身，就讲说是吃主喝主的意思，就是要行他的道。就是 word become flesh means that we take the words, but we have to do it, act out. 就圣诞又一次提醒我们，这个真理要变成行动了，才是有效的。
Then the Christmas reminder says, truth must become obedience.
那第三个方面，我要提到那些客店为什么没有地方？
And the next time, so we mentioned the wedding inn, so it has no room.
所以客店的主人是我们，就像我们今天一样，
The innkeeper is just like us in these days,
因为我们太忙，
because we're busy on something,
因为我们心里太满了，
because our heart is
就这离基督耶稣明明很近的人。因为太忙，没有地方而错过了荣耀。
Even Jesus Christ is very close to us, but because we are so busy on different things and then we missed.
Yeah, C.S. 路易斯曾经写过，就是他这个来软化这些基督徒，就是让他很忙很忙很忙，而且很成功。
So.
C.S. 路易斯 once write a lot of articles how we tackle down all those Christians, just to give him a license to do and be successful. 那我们因为时间的问题，我就回到我们我们去年我们在讲到的时候，约书亚给了我们 约书亚这个记录了，就神给了我们个应许。
The last year on our worship,
对，约书亚就带领了这些以色列人进到迦南地去享受神要给的这个安息。
the Joshua leading people enter into Canaan to
但是我们知道，那个安息并不只是那些土地，
that we know that was not just only the land.
因为安息实际上是在神里面灵里的安息。
It's not a lie, it's from the God.
所以那个希伯来书在新约里就讲到说，若是约书亚已叫他们享了安息了，后来就神就不用再提别的日子了。这样看来。必有另有一安息日的安息，为神的子民预备了。
In Hebrew chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, says, For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. This remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of the God.
那今天我们读到这个主耶稣给我们讲的时候，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，就可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest.
圣诞这个时候再一次提醒我们，
So Christian remind us again.
就是如果你心里没有这个空位的话，主虽然降临了，但是与你无关。
If your heart has no room, and the coming of the Lord will not touch you.
讲了这么多负面的消息，总也得讲一些正面的消息。
So we said a lot of negative, now we're going to listen to the story of a positive.
所以这里面也讲到，有人确实没有错过，而是结出果子来。
So there's people who missed and did not bear the fruit.
那首先我来提一下这些牧羊人，
Oh, there's some.
他们就讲究的是立刻的一个回应的顺服。
The shepherd has an immediate obedience.
那另外一个方面，我想提一下这个玛利亚的一个愿意顺服的一个心。
Mary also has a heart of a surrender.
那这些东方的博士，他们过来要甘心奉献的一个敬拜。
The Magi, the three wise men from the east came to worship, rest in giving.
那我想给大家读一些经文了以后，让大家来思考这些三类人。
We can read some Bible and think about together.
那路加福音2:15的时候，他说：“众天使离开了这些牧羊人，升天去了。”牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem. And see these things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
”因为他们这是一个立刻回应的一个顺服。
So they show the immediate obedience.
甚至在16节、17节的时候，他说他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见了，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
In the verses 16 and 17, only have a 17 here. So when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
所以他们听见天使的信息，就急忙的去看，
So when they heard the angel's message, they hurried off to see
并且要去传扬。
and also spread the word.
我看到这个时候，经常会讲的，就是中国人很喜欢好的餐馆的时候，那个心情是一样的。
So when I see this, I'm thinking well, it could be similar, like we see a good restaurant.
我每次跟人家去圣路易斯的时候，要去吃那个家乡。
Yeah, every time we go to that restaurant, it's your hometown restaurant.
又岔开了一点。好，然后呢？牧羊人回去了以后，因所听见、所看见的一切事情了以后，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
In verse 20, the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
这其实就是顺着圣灵而行的一个生命。
So this is exactly the life that walks in the spirit.
我们一听见就去看，去传开，去赞美。
Do we hear, go and see, spread the news and praise.
这就是我们应该做的，也是我们喜欢做的。
So that's what we should do, also what we love to do.
那我们再来看一看玛利亚她愿意顺服的这个心。
Let's also see Maria about her heart of the surrender.
也这里讲到说，凡听见就其他人都诧异这个牧羊之人对他们所说的话，但是玛利亚却不一样，她说就把这一切事都存在心里，反复思想。
In verse 18 to 19, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all the things and pondered them in her heart.
因为他把这一切都存在心里面，反复思想。
Right, she treasured up all the things and pondered them in her heart.
对呀，玛利亚其实是代表圣灵进到生命里面的果子的一个器皿。
She represents the vessel through whom the Spirit bears fruit.
大家都记得玛利亚当时听到天使对她讲话的时候说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
So we all remember when Mary, hear the words from the angel. She answered, "I'm the Lord of servants. May your word to me to be filled."
然后来又提到玛利亚唱出那个最美的诗歌，就是“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And then there's another song that said, "My soul glorify the Lord, and my spirit rejoice in God, my Savior."
”Yes，圣母玛利亚确实是我们的一个榜样。
So it's really, Mary is really our role model.
就是，但是这里也提到了一个三个外邦人。
And then next, three wise men.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人的之王在哪里？我们在东方看见他的新特来拜他。”
In Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when the rose and have come to worship him."
这个敬拜就是甘心奉献的一个敬拜，
So that worship is worship expressed in giving.
也他们从远道而来，去将最好的来献给他们的王。
They travel so far and offer their best to the newborn king.
所以这里就马太福音就讲到说，他们听见希律王就给他们讲说是在伯利恒，所以他们就去。在东方所看见的那个星呢，又突然出现在他们前头，直行到小孩子地方，就在上头停住了。所以他们看见的星就大大的欢喜，进了那个房子，看见小孩子和他的母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金乳香没药为礼物献给他。
So in Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, after they had heard of the king, they went on their way, and the star had been seen when the rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gift, gold, frankincense and myrrh.
所以他们这个生命顺服了以后，就结出来一个果子，就是敬拜和顺服和自我牺牲的一个果子。
So that their lives bear the fruit of worship, obedience, and sacrifice.
神也赐给他们智慧，他们在梦里面指示他不要回去见希律，就从别的路回去了。
Right, in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 12, the three wise men have been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, return to their country by another route.
而陈师讲，我们今天在传讲这个圣诞的故事，没有新的信息，都是老旧的信息。
So as you can hear, it's all the old messages. There's nothing new.
但是他的事实是主已经降临，
But the fact is that the Lord has already come.
所有的应许都已经成就。
And all the promises have already been fulfilled.
但是我们每个人都要面临一个回应。
But what we do is we still must respond.
那去年一年，我们说刚强壮胆去承受应许。
In the past year, we'll be strong and courageous to receive God's promise.
那新的一年怎么来顺着圣灵来多结果子？
And then over next year, let's walk by spirit and bear more fruit.
一方面，圣诞节给我们一个警告，
So one part is some Christmas warnings.
那不要让势力那样来扎权，而
So
是要让基督来做我们的王。
do not hold on to your own throne like Herod, like Christ to be a king.
也不要像那些祭司一样，只是知道了而不去行动。
Also do not merely know like the priest, just knew it but no not taking action.
那最大的警告，在美国特别常见，就是不要像客店主人那么忙，要预备你的心。
And also in this country, do not be too busy like the innkeeper. Also make a room for him.
那同样，圣诞节也给我们三个勉励。
And also have a three encouragement here.
那要像牧羊人和玛利亚和博士一样，
So we'll be all like the shepherd, Mary and the Magi.
你听见了就去回应他，
When we hear and we respond,
能顺服和敬拜他。
we obey and worship.
再一次一个，我想回忆一下主降临了，你是愿意错过呢，还是结果？
And then let's think about when the Lord has come, will you miss him or bear fruit?
让我们来一起做个简单的祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，感谢你的话语，
Dear Lord, thanks your word.
感谢你的降临。
Thank you for coming.
当你在十字架上说成了的时候，所有的应许都已经成就。
Thank you for fulfilling the promise.
赐给我们不愿意错过的你的一个心思，
And give us a heart that does not miss you.
让我们在新的一年里面，凡事都顺着圣灵行。
Let us walk by the Spirit in the coming year.
让我们所有弟兄姐妹的生命里面去多出结出果子来，
So all the brothers and sisters may bear fruit and glorify your name.
也荣耀你的名。
Glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
In Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.